T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Glenn Schuck. Here are today's top local stories. New York State officials keeping a very close eye on hospital capacity that seems to be going up in many places. In fact, 6 hospitals in our area are now below the threshold of 10% available beds, and that's not good. As hospitalizations increase again, staff shortages, issues with nurses at Mount Sinai, they rallied about that yesterday, and there's other rallies today as well. Let's get a live update on all of this from our Samantha Lehman. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Glenn. Mayor de Blasio points out this uptick is even before Omicron.
We are going into the colder months. We are seeing an uptick in cases of COVID now with the Delta variant before we even talk about Omicron.
One of the hospitals with 10% capacity, LIJ Forest Hills Executive Director Teresa Amato, speaking on Newsline with Bridget Quinn, says they are prepared.
We're in a really good place as far as our surge plans, and you know, we are part of a large health system. So what we learned during the first wave is you can't just look in the four walls of the hospital.
However, nurses at city hospitals, including here at Mount Sinai West, say staffing is an issue. They rallied here yesterday. State Nurses Association President Nancy Hagen says it's leading to burnout.
They decided to freeze the positions because our nurses got sick. Some of our nurses retired.
To address all this, Governor Kathy Hochul signed an executive order allowing the health department to suspend elective surgeries at some hospitals. That goes into effect on Friday. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds, live on the West Side.
And to follow up on a few of the things there that Samantha was talking about, nurses will also rally today in what they're calling a day of action at Staten Island University Hospital in Northwell, saying they're extremely understaffed. They say 60 nursing positions unfilled. They're demanding immediate action by management to get some more help in there. Governor Hochul has deployed 60 National Guard medical teams to aid nursing homes facing shortages on staff as the COVID cases rise. The deployment, which the governor has been proposing for a couple of weeks now, comes at least 37 hospitals up and down the state are facing some type of patient capacity shortage. And former New York City Health Commissioner Mary Bassett starting her new job as New York State Health Commissioner in the midst of all this. She officially began her new post yesterday, but she'll meet the media later this morning with Governor Hochul. She replaces Howard Zucker, a key figure in the former Governor Andrew Cuomo's pandemic response. He had resigned in September, facing backlash for his handling of the numbers regarding the nursing home deaths during the pandemic. In terms of vaccine mandates here in the city, hundreds of city corrections officers facing suspension now without pay. It could be over 500, in fact, after failing to meet the 5 p.m. deadline Tuesday to get vaccinated. So far, 77% of uniformed staffers in the corrections have gotten at least one dose. It is one of the lowest numbers of any city agency, corrections commissioner.
Our hope is that it'll go the same way it did with other departments, where in the next few days, people will be telling us they got vaccinated more frequently, and people will actually be getting vaccinated more frequently, so that gradually get rid of those 12-hour shifts.
This comes as already a staffing shortage of correction cops exists, so they're going to have a real struggle here, it would seem. Young man, a teenager who worked in his family's deli in Brooklyn, slowly recovering after being shot in the head while he was working there over the weekend, and now his family speaking out.
Parents have been by their 18-year-old son's side after being shot in the head last weekend. His father, Fahad Muthana, spoke to reporters.
I'm holding strong, you know, but the mother's, you know, but she's holding on.
Zaid Muthana was working at the M&M grocery on Nostrand Avenue when he tried to stop a man from stealing just before he was shot in the head.
He's always working hard, trying to bring food to the table.
Muthana underwent surgery Wednesday to have the bullet removed.
He's doing bad, fighting for his life, you know, in the hospital.
The community rallied outside the bodega to pray for him. Darius Radzi is 1010 Winds in Flatbush, Brooklyn.
And the search continues for 2 suspects in that shooting. Suffolk County government, PBA there, say they have reached a deal on a series of police reform measures, including body cameras. That's according to the county exec, Steve Baloney, says they'll be used by at least 1,600 of the 2,400 Suffolk police officers, all part of a massive reform. The officers are going to get $1,000 a year for the first 3 years for agreeing to body cameras and these other reforms. They'll get $3,000 additional a year after that.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.